Volatility in the market is a fact. What isn't so clear is what the ups and downs of the market can do to your retirement portfolio. For answers, call Kevin Brooker at 800-975-6717. Kevin is founder and CEO of Silverleaf Financial, and he's been helping people cut through the noise and create a retirement and income plan that can take you all the way through retirement. Call now for your free financial consultation, 800-975-6717. Today's market volatility can really take a toll on your portfolio. But what if you could lock in your gains and still be in a position to participate in the gains without suffering losses if the market plunges again? That's what Kevin Brooker at Silverleaf Financial can help you achieve. Your no-cost analysis includes a portfolio x-ray showing any hidden fees in your current plan. He'll show you how by claiming Social Security at the right time can make a huge difference in your retirement income. Call Kevin Brooker today, 800-975-6717. Do it today.
This is Kevin Brooker. Welcome to Cruising Through Retirement. You know, retirement has traditionally been viewed as a well-deserved time for relaxation and enjoyment after a lifetime of hard work. But the days of pensions, economic stability, and low interest rates are probably long gone. At least it seems that way right now. So today we want to take a look at what steps you can take to help ensure your plan will support you in your retirement years.
You found Cruising Through Retirement with Kevin Brooker. Kevin is an investment advisor representative with more than 30 years' experience. He's helped thousands of people cruise through retirement, and he'd be happy to help you, too. Stick around for today's adventure on Cruising Through Retirement.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Cruising Through Retirement with Kevin Brooker. I'm Steve Siddall. Kevin is an independent fiduciary investment advisor representative with Silverleaf Financial. He has been helping folks get to and through retirement for more than 30 years, and he hangs out here once a week, and we talk stuff. Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, you know what? I have been doing this for since 1990, so I've definitely been around the block a couple times. Steve, but it is great to be here. It's always good. I love Arizona. How can't you like it? There's never a cloud in the sky.
Exactly. Yeah, a little warmish, but okay.
It does get a little bit warm, but it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
So I like this, what we're going to kind of get into. There's just so many numbers that we can throw out, and or just kind of statistics, if you will. This one, more than 4.1 million Americans will reach age 65 through 2027. That means 11,000 Americans retire every day.
Isn't that crazy? You know, I've heard this number. I've actually heard, you know, being considering retirement planning is my focus.
Yes.
I've heard about these numbers for a long, long time. And for a long time, we were saying 10,000 people a day. And a lot of us, myself included, thought, no way, 10,000 people a day, that's an insane number. Well, actually, it's a little low.
It's more like,
more like 11,000 a day. And so, yeah, there's a massive amount of the baby boomers. That's who we're talking about right now, obviously. The boomers are retiring, which most people, most things that I've referred to say the boomer was born between 1946 and 1964.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that 18-year span of folks that are retiring, that have been retiring for the last few years. And that is part of the issue it's really a multi-pronged issue because we've got so many people retiring. Now we have fewer people contributing to Social Security because families aren't having as many kids and there's not as many people in the workplace. So we've got a lot of these things are very intertwined. But the reality is, as you're looking for your retirement, right, you want to make sure you've got things, you got things under control, that you've got enough income and that you've got things put in place so that you can deal with inflation, which we've seen rear its ugly head since COVID, right?
Yes.
And so I think it's important, you know, it's important as you're, as we look at this, like a lot of conversations I have, Steve, are about what we used to call the three-legged stool, you know, for retirement, right? And that was the, leg one was your Social Security check, leg two was your pension plan, and leg three is your savings that you have accumulated, let's say 401k, IRA, or savings account, wherever you want to put it. But it's your piggy bank, if you will, and the idea is that you've got those three sources to use for retirement income. Social Security was never meant to be all of your income in retirement. It wasn't even meant to be half. It's expected to be about 35 or 40% of your income. And so whatever you're getting from Social Security, that's what you should be trying to find, you know, 2 to 3 times that amount from other sources. And since, you know, most of us unfortunately don't have a pension plan anymore, that's something that a lot of people should take a hard look at in terms of another guaranteed source of income in retirement. All right. And guys, it doesn't mean I'm suggesting put all of your money into something for income. I'm just saying to supplement it. All right. Maybe do something that you get an extra $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, whatever the number is, from something that is guaranteed that you know is not going to run out. And yes, I am going to suggest taking a look at an annuity. Because, guys, the reality, the bottom line, it's the only account that'll keep on paying you even if the value went to zero. So there's no other account that'll do that. Try talking to your banker, right? Say, Mr. Banker, will you keep on paying me after my account goes to zero? Right? They're probably going to start laughing immediately. So the reality is that annuities are designed for longevity. So if you have a long life history in your family, if you're in good health, if you expect to live well into your 80s, if not maybe 90s or beyond, then you probably could do yourself a big favor by looking at an annuity contract.
Mm-hmm. And right now, the annuity contracts, the interest paying over a longer period of time, I mean, it is as good as it's been. I heard you've said that before.
Yes. You know what? I was, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I started in this business in 1990. And if you go back to the 90s, you'll see that interest rates were basically similar to where they are now. And in other words, the 10-year treasury is about 4.25, 4.26 right now. It went all the way up to 5%. It's come back down to the 4.25 range. A lot of people have been saying, oh my God, we're going to get all these interest rate cuts. We're getting all these cuts. I don't think we want cuts, and I don't think we need cuts. All right. And that's because, to me, the reason why they would start to cut rates is because the economy is slowing down too much, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't want it to go into recession. The reason they haven't cut rates is because the economy is doing very well. Unemployment has had one of the longest runs below 4% going back to World War II. The stock market has hit almost 20 record highs this year. Yes, under the Biden administration. All right. So I know some of the news stations will tell you things are terrible, but I believe the data that I'm looking at and the research that I've seen shows that every income group except the very bottom quintile, every other income group is doing better now, or at least according to the research, they're better off now than they were at the beginning of this administration, and they've got more income than they did previously. So the majority of the citizens, working citizens, seem to be doing very well, according to the research I'm seeing. But there's no question the very bottom end of the income scale, they are having some trouble because of inflation. All right. So the answer is to make sure that you got money set aside, that you've got an emergency account if something comes up, and that you've got other sources of income over and above your Social Security. One way to do that is an annuity. And we want to remember, guys, that Social Security check you get, that's really nothing but an enormous, gigantic annuity. That's what it is. Your pension plan from work, you know, the pension plans that people have, those are group annuities. That's what they are. A lot of teachers have annuities because a lot of those plans are sponsored by TIAA CREF, which is the Teachers Insurance and Annuity Corporation, and they have annuities. I've got relatives that have been teachers their entire lives, never had huge salaries, but because they put money into their retirement account, which is a 403B for most teachers, and they've been funding an annuity for over 30 years, him and his wife are going to have close to $15,000 a month.
Man,
guaranteed.
How
guaranteed.
Nice is that?
Right?
Yes.
And that's at 62. So.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
All right. He never made $1 million, never made $500,000. I don't think he ever made $250,000 in a year. All right.
Yeah.
But because they've been doing it diligently, week in, week out, month in, month out, now they're looking at 15 grand a month coming in guaranteed for as long as they live, him and his wife.
Fantastic.
So I think there's a lot of value in these products, and a lot of writers have done it a disservice by just talking about one aspect, one group of these, which there are some contracts that should be avoided because they have ridiculously high expenses. But to lump them all together and to say they're all like that is just factually not true. All right?
Right.
It's simply not true. And I can show you the evidence, guys. What I'm suggesting is just look into them for you and your family to see if it makes sense for your situation. Maybe it won't. Maybe you say, you know what? I'm comfortable with the stock market. I'm okay with the ups and downs. or maybe you just want to live off of interest that you can get on a, I can still get a 6% guaranteed rate for 7 years, guaranteed. So maybe if you can just live off the interest, maybe you do that. Keep your lump sum intact, live off the interest, don't touch the principal, and then you know you've got that lump sum down the road. So there's a lot of ways we can slice and dice this thing, right? It's a matter of finding what makes the most sense for you and your situation that aligns with your goals and how much risk you want to take.
Well, annuities, certainly it's big business, $385 billion in 2023.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, Steve, because people don't really – you know what that is? Did you guys catch that? $385 billion, right?
Yeah.
How many days are there every year? 365, right?
Yes, exactly.
Over a billion a day. And that's if we count the weekends and the holidays, okay? Yeah. That's how much money is going into these, a billion a day, every day. And so obviously there people are seeing value in these products, or they would not be putting their money there. All right.
Right. They're seeing absolutely.
It's record amounts, right? Part of it's because when interest rates go higher, the terms of these products become more attractive. And so now the amount of income. Let me give an example. I'm working on a case right now for a couple, a married couple. Whenever you set it up for joint income. They usually pay you based – the annuity payments are based on two things only, gender and age.
And
if it's a lifetime payment, that's it. Otherwise, you can get into specific terms of time, things like that. But for the most part, are you a man or a woman, and how old are you are – how old and how old – you know, they issue it based on the youngest person. So I've got a couple that the wife is 61, the man is 64. They're looking at $250,000 into an annuity out of their million-dollar 401k. And we're looking at $250 into the annuity in terms of generating additional income for them in their retirement for joint life. Because, unfortunately, the husband has a pension that's going to get cut in half when he dies.
Oh.
So if he predeceases his wife, she could very well have an income problem. Okay? So what I looked at, I run quotes, and I can show you 10 pages of quotes. I will show you hundreds and hundreds of quotes so that you know you're getting the best deal that's available in the marketplace. Doesn't have anything to do with me. I look at everybody across the board. I run it through my computer, and I will show you all the different quotes from all the different carriers. If you choose to take one that's lower, you can do that. That's your choice. Okay, but personally, I prefer to stick with the one on top. And the one on top right now for $250,000 after 3 years, joint lifetime payment of $22,587. All right? So just under $2,000 a month is what they can get from the $250,000 investment, and they're waiting 3 years. So it'll turn on when she's 64 and he's 67, and it'll keep on paying that same amount of money as long as either one of those two are alive. So if one of them lives to 100, that money is going to keep on coming in every single month.
Right.
Okay? And so the way I like to talk about it, Steve, with folks is, let's look at other possibilities. Maybe you take that to – now, the rest of the money, he's got almost all the money in the stock market, since stocks and bonds. So that obviously has more risk than putting it into something that's guaranteed, right? So how about if we look at guaranteed investments? I mentioned the highest interest rate I can get right now is 6%. So let's say you put the $250 into a 6% investment, and you sit on that for 3 years, and then you start taking out the interest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The annuity gives you just about $400 a month. It's just under $4,800 a year more in interest than you would get versus – putting in it at 6%, waiting 3 years, and then taking out the 6% interest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So those are two vehicles that are available right now. I think both are very attractive. You know, those interest rates are the highest they've been in probably 18, 20 years.
Yeah, and again, nothing is forever, right?
No, it's not. That's the problem, guys. That's when we talk about interest rate risk, right? And mm-hmm. when they're saying when you hear some people talk about, you know what, maybe you should look at locking in duration, maybe you should look at a longer time frame, what they're saying is, if interest rates start to go back down, you're going to be really glad that you locked in a 7-year or a 10-year or a 5-year, whatever the term might be,
sure.
that you consider long. You'll be happy that you locked in a higher rate if the rates start to go down. So if you think rates are going to go down, you should be looking for a longer term, not just 6 months or a year. Look at a 5-year, a 7-year, a 10-year. And what I like to do, I like to build a ladder. And anybody that's invested in bonds, you're probably familiar with the expression of a bond ladder, all right? It has to do with maturity dates. You can do it with any investment that has a set maturity date. So you could do it with bonds. You could do it with annuities that have a time frame like 3, 5, 7, 10 years. And the idea behind it is that you stagger the investments so that different accounts mature at different times in the future so that you can take advantage of the different interest rates that we're going to see going forward. Because, for instance, I'll give you an example. A lot of people think interest rates are going to drop maybe a half a point from where they are right now, so it's not a huge drop, and maybe stay there for a year, 2 years, who knows, nobody really knows. But then they think in a few years, interest rates are going to start going higher because they think that the amount of money that the government is borrowing is just too high and that people that are buying our bonds are going to demand a higher interest rate because of the amount of debt that this nation has taken on. So that theory would then mean you would actually want to stay short-term with some of your money because you're looking to invest longer-term when rates rise. But you could be wrong, right? So that's why we do the latter. That's why we invest some money for 1 year or 3 years, because that's going to come due, right? That'll come due in a year, come due in 3 years. And if rates are higher, you can reinvest it. But if you're wrong, if we've got some 5 and 7 and 10 year investments, if you're wrong in the previous scenario, you'll be happy we locked in longer term. So the latter, the idea behind the latter is to try to take advantage of different economic environments so that you can benefit from the rates in effect at that time.
Yeah. I mean, again, it just makes sense. Folks, if you want to have a conversation with Kevin about that, maybe find out if it's right for you. It's 800-975-6717, 800-975-6717, or just visit the website, silverleaffinancial.com. You can reach out to Kevin right there, send him an email, and you can even just go ahead and sign up for a meeting, right?
Yes. You know what? I try to make it as easy as possible, guys, and we're always putting up new content, new articles on the website. We refresh it every week and with new content. And I've got a link to Calendly, which some of you might know is an app that you can use to schedule appointments with different businesses. So it's right on my website, bottom right corner of my website. There's a little bubble there. You just click on that, and it'll bring up my calendar. It's linked live to my calendar. So if I've got something going on, I'll block out a period of time, and it won't let you schedule it there. But it's just for a 15-minute phone call. Yeah. So when you click on that, you're just saying, hey, let's talk short 10, 15-minute phone call. You know, I'll answer your questions. We talk for a few minutes. The idea behind it is just to see if you think I'm a good fit, that it's a possibility that we could work together, and that it would make sense to sit down face-to-face for a longer conversation. But I want it to be painless. I don't work with everybody either, guys, all right? I pick my clients just like you pick your advisor and your doctor and your lawyer and your dentist. I don't work with everybody because we don't hit it off. And so I've got certain philosophies and certain strategies, and you need to find somebody that their strategies and philosophies align with yours. That's why you want to talk to two or three different people before you make a decision on who to go with. Unless you sit down with me first and you just realize, hey, I'm the guy, and then, you know, go forward, right? So the idea is that, you know, we're all humans, we're all a little bit different, and if you want to have the best relationship you can have, because I think if you have a good relationship with your advisor, you can stay with them for a long period of time, and they're probably going to be able to do a better job from having a longer-term relationship with you.
Well, that makes sense, Kevin. I mean, because when you talk about a relationship, that's really what you do is you build relationships, and also you teach. All along the way, you're constantly teaching, educating, and that is so important.
You know what? I appreciate that, Steve, and I do want to help people understand what we're doing and understand the topics and answer any questions they have and help them get as educated as they want to be. But at the same time, I recognize that not everybody wants to do that, right?
Sure.
I do need to make sure, you know, everybody understands what we're doing, but there's never going to be a test. Okay, I'm not going to quiz you, all right? And if you don't remember something we talked about, that's fine. I can go over it again. All right, it's because I've been doing this every day for a long time, so it's like the back of my hand for what I do, but obviously people are in different careers, and this isn't what they think about all the time. So I just want to give you enough information so that you're comfortable, you can sleep at night, and that you've got confidence that we're going to help you hit your goals. And that's really the bottom line on it, that I can help everybody hit their goals so you can have that, you know, that stress-free retirement, which I think is what everybody wants.
That's what everybody wants. And again, the bottom line, too, Kevin, is it's achievable if you plan, if you work with an independent fiduciary advisor that's got a lot of experience. Those three things really make a difference.
Oh, they do, guys. And it's really important that everybody knows what type of licenses your advisor holds, okay? Mm-hmm. Because if they give you a negative opinion on something, you got to look a little deeper and find out if it's something they're even licensed to deal with, okay? Because unfortunately, you know, pardon me, I use the example of car dealerships. Me and my wife, you know, I've mentioned a few times on the show that we're still driving cars that were built in 2003, mm-hmm. all right? Both myself and my wife. Now, my wife hasn't even hit 100,000 miles on her vehicle. Again, that's 21 years now.
Wow.
All right? And she's just 90-some thousand miles. And so, and we, you know, I bought them brand new. So we've had those same cars, and I really hate the idea of putting money into a depreciating asset, so that's why we've held them for 21 years.
Right.
When I was younger, you know, I made those mistakes. I'd get a new car every 2-3 years until I figured out, hey, Kevin, you're wasting a lot of money here. And so we've held these since 03. So anyway, we're finally getting ready to look for a new car, with the idea that we're going to keep the next one for another 20 years as well.
Sure.
But you know what? When you go to a car dealership, you see the big sign on the lot, right? Is it Chevrolet or Ford or whoever, Toyota or Hyundai. So you know when you go in there, that person is going to try to sell you or is going to have good things to say about whatever it is they're selling, right? You don't expect to go into a Chevrolet dealership and have them tell you, you know what, you should go look at Porsche, all right?
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but you know that because there are big signs everywhere. He might even, or she might even have a shirt on that has the logo of the company, you know? But when you're dealing with an advisor, whether they call themselves a stockbroker or a wealth manager or whatever else it is, all right, you need to know what licenses they have so that you know they're being genuine when they give you their opinion. For instance, I used to work with a lot of stockbrokers, meaning that's what we did. We sold stocks. And our managers would tell us all the time, why in the world would you ever sell an annuity to somebody? Because you're only going to be able to move that money one time. But if you buy stocks, make money on the stock, you sell it, you get paid a commission, you buy another stock, and you keep getting paid. And their strategy, their philosophy, I'm telling you 100% truth, was don't recommend something that's locked in place because you're never going to be able to move it again, so the company nor their advisor will ever make money on it again, right? But that's the mentality. That's the mentality. And the same mentality exists with the insurance and the annuity people. They say, why in the world would you buy stocks? Why would you take the risk?
Yeah, why do you want the risk?
Why do you want the risk? You could lose sleep at night. Can you imagine if this is like, you know, the year 2000? It took 12 years for the markets to come back for you to make money again. Do you have 12 years watching your money go down and down? Is that the retirement you want? And they're going to try to scare the crap out of you
mm-hmm.
in order to get you to buy something that they say is safe and guaranteed and won't ever lose money. And that's going to be an annuity, all right? And, guys, I'm not saying either one of them is good, and I'm not saying either one is bad. The reality is I think they both have great uses and are very helpful in the right situation for the right person. But the only way we can know that is to have in-depth conversations through talking to you and getting to know you so we know what makes the most sense for your situation. I am a big believer in having some other guaranteed income as a supplement to your Social Security because for most people, Social Security alone is not going to be enough to cover your bills. And you know your bills are only going higher over time. So that means you've got to deal with inflation as well. So there's a lot of issues we want to cover when we're setting up your retirement plan and we're going through the planning process to not just manage it. You know, we're not managing it for today, right? We're putting together a plan that we want you to live off of for the next 20, 30, maybe 40 years. And so there's a lot of variables come into play. And I think if you took a piece of your portfolio and dedicated it to having extra income in the future, you know, 5 years from now, 6, 7, 8 years from now maybe, I think that's going to give you a lot more peace of mind. And I think if you look at the research, people that have other sources of guaranteed income, like a pension plan or another annuity, they have a much higher satisfaction rate. They feel much better psychologically about how comfortable their retirement is going to be than people that don't have those things. And I think that speaks volumes about what they provide.
Absolutely it is. And again, 800-975-6717 if you want to reach out to Kevin. And so we've been talking a lot about annuities, but I find this interesting too when AI, we're talking about AI, I think that comes up about every week. I thought it interesting that ChatGPT managed to pass the bar exam, the CFA, and the CPA. Guess what it didn't pass? The RICP, the Retirement Income Certified Professional designation. Didn't pass the test. ChatGPT.
You know
what?
But
it passed the bar.
So
tell me, it's not complicated out there. It's complicated.
It is very complicated. I was a little surprised when I saw that, too. In fact, I was even more surprised when I saw that the score that ChatGPT got on that test was 45%.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was wrong more than half.
Yeah.
All right? And that's supposed to be, you know, this fantastic intelligence source that passed, again, passed the bar, passed the CPA, right?
Yeah. So ChatGPT or AI in general, I mean, it's a good thing, but, I mean, it's not the be-all, end-all, at least not now.
No, it's not, and I think most of the people in that space would say the answer is not yet, all right? But personally, I'm a little scared about what happens.
I'm sticking with not now.
I'm going to say not now. You know what? I'll tell you, Steve, I don't even like the idea. I never rode in a Tesla until a couple of years ago when one of my clients bought a Tesla.
Right.
I didn't realize some of the stuff that they have. Like there's like assist with a braking, you know?
Yeah.
So we're coming up to a stop sign. His feet are off the pedals. We're coming up to a stop sign and the car starts to apply the brakes by itself. Right.
Yeah.
And personally, I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
A little creepy.
I think it's a little bit creepy. And the fact is, okay, I like to drive. I feel very good about my driving. And I trust myself driving more than I would trust anybody else or anything else. And that's where I'm at. So I have no interest in having a self-driving automobile. I don't ever want one of those. Now, maybe if I was, you know, maybe if I'm 90 and I'm having trouble walking around, maybe then full self-drive will have come far enough that I feel good about
maybe.
It, right? But personally, I prefer to be in control. So that's my two cents on it. It made me very uncomfortable because it takes the control away from you. So maybe I just haven't evolved enough. Maybe I'm not smart enough. I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't think that's it. But, again, it's interesting you say that because I had my first ride in the Tesla just a few weeks ago.
And
I was amazed. I mean, I don't want one. Trust me.
Yeah.
But to watch what all it can do and how it does it, wow.
It's
impressive.
It is impressive, no question about it. And I think, you know, Elon Musk, he's definitely a revolutionary guy.
Yes.
No, I don't think there's any question about that. He's incredible in terms of inventing things. I don't necessarily agree with a lot of his, you know, social media habits or his ideas. But technology, you know, yeah.
He's a smart guy, no question.
He's a very smart guy. I mean, and I'm impressed with his approach because you got the Boring Company underground, right? You got Tesla on the land, and you got SpaceX above the land.
He's got it covered.
And then you got XAI coming out, right, for his AI company. So, he's definitely an impressive guy. But yeah, Teslas, they're very impressive. You know what really blew me away was the acceleration of that car.
That's what impressed me, too. You know, somebody at the office that has one, and boy, we went out on a back road, and he went, boom. It's like, holy cow.
It's like a little rocket ship.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. It's far faster, guys, way faster than your gas engine, your internal combustion engine. You know, personally, on the car note, just give me a little tangent here, guys. I always loved the sound, okay? I grew up with a brother that was a drag racer. You know, so I'm listening to Hot Rods all the time. I'm listening to him tune up his car in the garage, right? Which this was strictly a drag racing car, no muffler, right?
Yeah.
You could hear this car from a half a mile away. And as an adult, I think about it and I say, my God, I can't believe the neighbors never complained. But anyway, that's what I grew up with. He'd take me to the drag strip every week, you know, and so I love the sound of a hot rod.
Yeah.
And well, that's a problem I have with electric cars.
There's no sound.
It has no sound at all. I mean, nothing. You can't even hear it. You can't even hear it. If you guys have heard the Amazon delivery trucks, no, you haven't. You've seen them. You haven't heard them. Okay.
Wow.
You see them all over the place, but you never hear them.
Are they all Teslas? Is Amazon doing all Teslas? Or all?
No, I think they were. No, they weren't. Weren't they Rivian? I think they were Rivian.
Oh, Rivian, yes. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But I guess I didn't realize they went that far into it.
Oh yeah, no, they're all Rivian. They're I assume they're nationwide. I see them all the time out here, and they're very boxy, right? They're not aerodynamic at all. But obviously they're, you know, built for hauling a bunch of packages.
And that's what they do.
That is what they do, and they do a damn good job too. I guess, indeed.
Yep. Well, all right. So we gotta start to wrap it up here, Kevin. So let's, I mean, again, just kind of review and really the highlights for me was learning about how important or how flexible, if you will, an annuity can be.
Yeah, you know what, guys? The you should really look at these to evaluate them, because I can show you some annuities that have zero fees. None. None whatsoever. All right? And have shown good returns. You can get the trade-off with these, because logically nobody can say, okay, and this is a specific class of annuities, okay? The first thing everybody should try to understand is that there's three different types of annuities. You got plain fixed, you've got what are called variable, which have mutual fund type things inside. Those are the expensive ones. And then you got a third group called index annuities. The index makes money off of an index like the S&P 500. So when the S&P goes up, you make money with the index going up, but they give you a cap. Right now, I can get a cap of 11 or 12%, which is very high considering where it was 4 or 5 years ago. So in other words, you can make up to 11 or 12% with no fee and no risk of a loss, and we lock it in every year. And if the market goes down, you don't lose a dime. Nothing. You stay flat. Okay? And I've even got a policy now, Steve, that has a 4% minimum guarantee. So you get a 4%, you get a 4% payment while you own it, and then after 5 years, you get 75% of the market's gain. If that's more, then you get the market side. If it's less, you know you got your gain of 4% guaranteed, compound 4% guaranteed. And if you stay in for 7 years, you can get up to 90% of the market's growth, no risk of loss. Right?
Wow.
Guys, that's one of the...
man, that is so impressive.
It is. I'm using the term revolutionary because this did not exist until about a month ago. All right? So if you're looking for a good risk-reward equation, if you want to try to save to protect some of your money, but still know you can make at least 4% guaranteed, and you've got potential upside of the market, okay, the catch is you just have to leave the money there. You have to leave it there. You can't take any withdrawals. That's the catch. But if you've got IRA or 401k money, guys, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you about it.
Provided this for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. The covered material has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. There are risks associated with every type of investment vehicle. Please read the prospectus and risk disclosures thoroughly before investing. Insurance guarantees are subject to the insurance company's ability to pay. Neither Silverleaf Financial, Kevin Brooker, host, and guests are responsible for the usage of information discussed. Security and investment services offered through Silverleaf Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Please consult with an experienced advisor before making any investment decisions.
Volatility in the market is a fact. What isn't so clear is what the ups and downs of the market can do to your retirement portfolio. For answers, call Kevin Brooker at 800-975-6717. Kevin is founder and CEO of Silverleaf Financial, and he's been helping people cut through the noise and create a retirement and income plan that can take you all the way through retirement. Call now for your free financial consultation, 800-975-6717. Today's market volatility can really take a toll on your portfolio. But what if you could lock in your gains and still be in a position to participate in the gains without suffering losses if the market plunges again? That's what Kevin Brooker at Silverleaf Financial can help you achieve. Your no-cost analysis includes a portfolio x-ray showing any hidden fees in your current plan. He'll show you how by claiming Social Security at the right time can make a huge difference in your retirement income. Call Kevin Brooker today, 800-975-6717. Do it today.